Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Boy, you think you know somebody. Magic 106.7 with today's hits, yesterday's favorites. You nearly had a fist fight talking about who likes their steak done a certain way. All these things, etiquette for the barbecue this weekend. I had no idea there were so many things.
I know.
To
I was just
for and be aware of.
It's so weird, though, because all of us are like medium people when it comes to our steak or our burgers. We're like medium. I like a little pink inside.
Yeah.
We are not in the majority. It turns out 41% of people who took a recent poll like theirs well done or medium well.
Ugh.
And only 16% said medium. So
can't
well
even
done.
Pretend to not I, judge people like
I know. I'm like, if you do well done, it's like rubber. You're just like, it's like leather.
I think on hamburgers, especially when the kids were little, we would order a burger. We would always order it medium well because you're worried about food safety and all that.
Right,
and I think there's more of that, a chance of that with a hamburger. But on a steak, on a piece of, you know, a piece of beef that you paid a little bit of money for, why are you killing it?
I know. No. I don't understand it.
Let's move to buttering your corn.
Because this has been David, tell us how you butter your corn.
Some consternation among the three of us.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
It's amazing that we have not been in the same place where we buttered corn together and didn't notice this already. But
I know. I know.
We when I butter the corn, and I just made corn on the cob over the weekend. You take your knife. And you take a little bit of butter from the stick of butter and you put it on your corn and you turn your corn and that's how you butter your corn.
It's very hard to do that. You got to balance the pat of butter on the corn without it slipping off and it's hard to do that. So it's much better to just take a stick of butter and roll your corn in it. Full on.
That's what I do.
Me too. Full on.
Cutting you both out of the will.
No, I'm telling you, it more evenly coats it.
It
and
also
you just
destroys the stick of butter. And also, anybody else want to use that butter after you've done
that? Yeah. You don't ever butter your corn after you bite your corn.
Riddle
you
me
do
this.
It before you bite into
what
it.
What if you misjudged and need a little bit more butter after you've already
you
put the corn in your mouth?
Oh, no, you don't double dip.
Not a problem at Kendra's house, apparently.
You don't butter it right next to where your bite was, but you still can re-butter, and then you put the butter back in the fridge, and you use it.
Oh, no, after. You don't put the butter back in the fridge.
You don't throw it away. You throw it away.
You throw the butter away.
Yeah, because
the stick
like
away.
A sand
you
trap
do,
on the golf course. It's got a big divot in the middle.
It's got the divot in the middle. And it's always got a few of the little silky things that didn't get cleaned off the corn. You know, the little silky things. And maybe a little, like, rogue little corn cob.
Mm-hmm. So what? It's corn. You can
or
just
corn
cut
kernel.
And put another piece in the pan and when you want to make like grilled cheese or something else.
Ew, then it has, it stinks like corn.
It right. does.
It does. Because
like
the butter penetrates the corn odor. And then you're... And it smells up your whole fridge. You
all
have
right.
to... You,
last item
no,
on my,
throw
on my
the butter
barbecue
away.
Etiquette is ketchup on the hot dog. Yes or no? Your feelings
yes,
on
always.
Ketchup on the hot... Really?
Of course. Always. Ketchup on anything tastes delicious.
On the bottom.
What are you, like eight?
Yes.
yes. On the bottom. I put ketchup on the bottom, then mustard on the top.
You know, it doesn't offend me as much as it does some of my friends, but to many people, ketchup on a hot dog
I know.
Is a crime against humanity.
I it's, know.
Yeah. It's like you gotta put, you can put mustard, you can put relish... Mm-hmm. Onion, sauerkraut, anything you want. But ketchup?
I don't get that. Why,
it's
though?
It's like putting maple syrup on a hot dog.
Oh,
you might as
so
well
good.
Put maple syrup on there.
Oh. I'll try that, too.
well,
whatever
not?
Your plans are this weekend, we're wishing you well with the barbecue etiquette, whatever you're chefing up for yourself and your family. Just be safe.
Throw the butter away?
What?
I know. I'll be eating at your house, Sue, much sooner than I'll be eating at Kendra's house.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours.
And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.